Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 6th of November, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Apple Watch users, hold it up now and listen to your Spotify. Yep, no phone required. That's right, Spotify's now rolled out the ability to stream music right to your Apple Watch. It has taken a while for this to happen, though. We all know Spotify could be installed on the watch since 2018. But it was pretty much just a remote, making it pretty much a Spotify Connect-compatible device. However, though, once you grab the new feature, you'll be able to stream your Spotify music right on your Apple Watch. And, of course, for better sound quality other than listening to it on your watch, grab those Bluetooth headphones or speakers. That'll improve the sound tremendously. Now, of course, to take advantage of this new feature from Spotify, your Apple Watch will have to be a Series 3 or later, and be running watchOS 6.0 or later too. Plus, you'll have to have a cellular or Wi-Fi connection. Snapchat creators, are there some of you that actually listen to us on the show? Maybe there is. Hey, with all the political crap going on right now, we really had to scratch the bottom of the barrel for some news for you today. And looky what we found, Snapchat right there. Well, if you are a creator on Snapchat, good news for you. Creators can now show just how many subscribers they got, which is great for the ones that are, you know, 100,000 plus. Hey, look at me. For the ones that have like two, yeah, sorry. This is, however, though, the first time Snapchat has given their users any sort of public billboard saying, hey, look how many people watch me. Apparently, they've listened to the feedback from their creator community. This is according to Snapchat, by the way. And many of them expressed interest in having the option to show their community on Snapchat is growing. This probably also has something to do with those folks over at Instagram, too. You know, Instagram, usually brands will look at follower counts and, you know, engage with them and say, hey, yeah, you could be an influencer. While before on Snapchat, creators had to be contacted directly to, you know, see if it was actually worth the advertiser's while. Now they've just made that option easier for everybody. And finally, lots of people have been talking about that Pixel 5 gap, you know, in the display, saying maybe it has something to do with, you know, water getting in or dust or, you know, this kind of stuff. Yeah, according to Google, nah, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's all part of the normal design. Really? Yes, there has been quite a few Pixel 5 owners out there going back and forth about, man, you can really see that gap between the display and the body of the phone. But Google's saying with their Pixel 5 and the gap they got there, nah, there's nothing to be concerned about. It is the way it is. And rest assured, it won't have any functional impact on your device. Yep, no impact on functionality. Just the looks. Got a story. No one else is listening. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Go check it out for yourself today. Check us out on Facebook, too. Give us a like over there. Quite a bit of you actually have been. Quite a few new likes over there. Won't you be part of it? British Tech Network on Facebook. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And our BTN community alive and thriving. Be a part of it today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.